This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A new report from London think tank Chatham House says 100,000 barrels a day are stolen from Nigerian oil pipelines at a cost of billions of dollars a year. Joining us to talk about the impact of that is Razia Khan, Africa analyst at Standard Chartered Bank. She's with us from London. Hello, Razia.
Hi.
So some may have the perception of small-time criminals tapping into pipelines, but these are actually complex criminal networks. Explain what actually happens to this oil.
Well, what we do know is that there are official sources of oil measured, the exports are measured, and it's thought that there's a great deal of oil that simply goes missing and somehow finds its way onto the global market. Now, a range of different operators are thought to be involved. The suggestion is that we are talking about amazingly organized networks who are able to be more successful in terms of lifting the oil, shipping it out. Sometimes there's some element of confusion about what is legal oil. It's very difficult to distinguish, and that is sold on the world market.
And what is being done and what can ultimately be done about this problem?
House report outlines a number of suggestions, follow-up action that could be taken. The key one would be to see greater resolve on the part of the authorities, especially in Nigeria, to tackle this problem. It's long been thought that given the scale of the oil theft, piecemeal measures are not going to work. There needs to be incredibly strong resolve, and this needs to be tackled at all points in the chain where the opportunities for illegal oil theft are made possible.
All right, Razia Khan at Standard Chartered. Thanks very much.
Thank you.